Let us pray. Speak, Lord, because your servant is listening. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. Incline my heart to the words of your mouth. Speak, Lord, for you have the words of eternal life. Speak to me to comfort my soul and to purify my life. Speak that you may receive praise, glory, and everlasting honor. Amen. You may be seated. Acts chapter 8, Christ is preached to an Ethiopian. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert." So Philip arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go near and overtake this chariot." So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him. The place in the scripture which he read was this: "He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his justice was taken away. And who will declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." So the eunuch answered Philip and said, "I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this? Of himself or of some other man?" Then Philip opened his mouth and, beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. This week we have been flooded with stories that demonstrate the overwhelming power of God's grace in Christ. And again, today the story from Acts reminds us that God's grace is for all, especially for those on the outside. This eunuch was an outsider for many reasons. He had been in Jerusalem to worship, but his physical condition made it so that he could never participate fully in the Jewish religion as a son of the covenant. We don't know how old this man had been when he underwent the surgery that deprived him of his maleness. Perhaps this passage from the prophet Isaiah resonated with him at a deeply personal level. Despite the benefits of his royal power and his position, he was not like other men. Outsiders like this one are targets for grace. We note that an angel sent Philip into the desert to meet this very man. The Spirit of God gives the evangelist the zeal and the physical strength to run and catch up with the eunuch. And we see how much this love divine is interested in seeking and reclaiming the lost. The eunuch is confused. How can I understand unless someone guides me? There with the scroll, he is face to face with the prophet in his words. Yet the scripture has not been opened to him. We know that the Bible is God's word, a means of grace. But we also know that there are many, many who have studied this word, but still cannot understand. Despite its clarity, scripture is to them a closed book, contradictory and confusing. But Philip knew the key to unlocking the scripture. Starting with this passage from Isaiah, Philip preached Christ. Christ, the author and the subject of these holy writings. Christ, Alpha and Omega, beginning and ending, noun and verb, subject and predicate of every sentence in Scripture. Christ, the suffering servant, is also Savior and Lord. The eunuch heard, and the ascended Christ speaking to him through the prophet Isaiah and the evangelist Philip gave him the consolation and hope of salvation by grace through his word. First there was the scroll. Now there is water in the desert. What is to keep me from being baptized? How quickly the Spirit can work, and how brightly faith can burn in the heart of the child of God. Christ has promised to work through his means of grace, and this is no empty promise. Faith is created, even in the most unlikely places. And it's a characteristic of faith to seek a closer union with the Savior, and that is why the eunuch wanted to be baptized. In that water, not just water, but God's word water. The eunuch could never be a priest in the temple of God. His physical disposition prevented that. But now he is anointed to be a royal priest in the temple of the faithful. Now he can approach his king with the same confidence in which he could approach the Candace of Ethiopia. A royal relationship with his king, all the more sure that could never be shaken by doubt or betrayal. Let us rejoice in our salvation by grace. The royal scroll and the priestly washing have done their work for us. The "it is finished" is now "it is finished" for me. How the Ethiopian rejoiced on his way home. It would have been something to see. And how the angels in heaven rejoice to see him drowned in the flood of grace. Glory to God in the highest, and peace. Peace to you. Let us pray. Lord God, our heavenly Father, we thank you that of your great mercy you have given us your holy and blessed word, by which you also among us gather your Christian church. We humbly entreat you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may receive your word with thankful hearts and live according to it, and ever increase in Christian faith and hope and love, and at last obtain eternal salvation. through Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.